In the debate about raising the limit on government borrowing in the United States, lawmakers acknowledged that failure could bring a default on the debts owed by the United States government. But Scott Shality, who watches investments for ICAP Energy in Chicago, says a true default is highly unlikely.
However, I think the downgrade is what we should be talking about rather than default. We're not going to default. We've got enough receipts that are coming in to make sure we meet our obligations. We're using that word as a scare tactic to try to get something done sooner rather than later.
The United States has had the best possible credit rating, AAA, since 1917. The main credit rating agencies say they are reviewing the U.S. government debt situation for a potential downgrade. The consequences of a downgrade would be far-reaching.
We are going to have to attract buyers for our bonds to continue to pay our debts and run our government. And the only way we can really do that is give them a higher return. So our interest rates are going to have to go up to attract outside investors, and in doing so, that's going to drive everybody else's interest rates up all the way down the line.
Northwestern University economics professor Paolo Sapienza says any savings from budget cuts could become irrelevant if the U.S. defaults on its debt or receives a credit rating downgrade.
The irony of this is that the yield goes up, some of the consequences will be that spending to service the debt will go up, and potentially by a large amount, affecting other type of services that need to be cut.
As the debate continues in Washington, traders on the floor of the Chicago Board of Trade are watching closely.
The mood on the trading floor is subdued.
Matthew Pierce analyzes commodity prices for GrainAnalyst.com.
We would be extremely bullish right now based on the fundamentals alone, but because of the currency and the debt issue, we have to keep that bullishness in check until we find out further information of whether we're going to reach a deal or not.
August 2nd is the deadline to reach an agreement. That's when the U.S. Treasury says it will no longer have the money needed to meet all of its financial obligations.
The closer it gets to that date of having to have something done, it's going to be a worse deal. And we're going to have to either go through this in 6 months' time or 8 months' time or 18 months' time or 5 years' time, but we're going to have to go through it again unless we have something that's significant as far as the cuttings part goes.
Even if lawmakers do reach an agreement to raise the debt ceiling and avoid default, credit rating agencies say the threat of a downgrade still exists without a long-term plan to fix the federal deficit. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Chicago, Illinois.